John the Baptist, we meet again our patron this Sunday, as we met him last Sunday, much earlier in the gospel. Now we've jumped way ahead in the gospel of Matthew to the place where John is actually in prison. He's given his testimony in defense of God's truth in the face of the evil King Herod, and he is in prison. St. Matthew tells us that right at the beginning of the gospel passage. There's actually another translation that I looked at that says, John who was in his prison. And I kind of like the way that translation puts it. This just says John was in prison, but that other translation says that John was in his prison. And I think that brings it home a little closer to us. Of course, that means, as always with the scriptures, when some detail like that is reported, that's literally true. John literally was in a physical prison, probably chained in the darkness and the misery of prison. John was in his prison. But as with anything in the scriptures, there's different senses in which we read it. So there's that literal sense, but then there's also maybe like that moral or spiritual sense. John was in his prison. John couldn't see. John was limited. He was restricted. And that's true for all of us. That's true for all of us. Jesus goes to the trouble of pointing out that no matter how great John the Baptist was, how great he is for us, and he is, no person ever born of a woman was greater than John the Baptist, but yet the least in the kingdom of heaven are greater than John. What Jesus wants us to understand is that we all are in that prison, right? We're all in that prison of our limited human ability to judge things rightly, to see the whole picture. And even John, in that darkness of certainly that physical prison and the misery of being physically imprisoned, but also in that prison, so to speak, of our own limited judgment and ability to see as human beings, began to have some confusion, began to lack trust that Jesus really was the one who was to come, the Messiah, the Christ. And he asked for clarification. He didn't ask in a spirit of doubt, he just asked in that spirit of wanting to see more. See how limited his judgment became. And we all dwell in those prisons of our mistaken judgments, our mistaken ability to see, whether with others, when I mistakenly judge or I judge falsely the words or the behavior of someone else, certainly of ourselves. Do I mistakenly judge even myself? That maybe on the one hand, I'm better than I actually am, and my pride surges up and leads me to a mistaken judgment about myself, and that all the good I do, all the good I accomplish is due to God and his grace and my gifts that he's given me first. And then on the other side, do I sometimes misjudge myself? Am I so bad that I'm not deserving of God's mercy? Both are mistaken judgments, even about ourselves. And then we so often mistakenly judge even the world that surrounds us, right? The world is beyond hope. I get a lot of this in the confessional right now, believe me. A lot of people really despairing about the state of the world. Can the world really be saved? Can it really be redeemed? There's so much darkness out there. We need to remember that God still thinks the world is worth saving, right? Or is there no problem at all? Are we just naive about the real issues that are out there in the world? Again, the prison of our lack of ability to judge rightly the things that are around us. Throwing that card in that basket would have been an error in judgment too, right? An error in prudence. I'd get a letter to the archbishop saying, Father sent a really mean card to this graduate. But we do dwell in this prison. It's not a physical prison, but it is this thing that restricts us and we can't see all that we're meant to see. And so when Jesus sends those messengers back to John, Jesus says, look, and he quotes basically that same list of things from the prophet Isaiah that we heard in the first reading. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. You know, the dead are raised, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Look to me. Look at the things that I'm accomplishing. There is one person. There is one divine person who has perfect judgment, who sees everything, who judges everything rightly. And Jesus is saying to John, and he's saying to you and me today, it's me. Look to me. Look to me to be the measure. We don't trust our own judgments unless we first look to Christ. If we keep looking to Christ as the measure, as the standard, because he cannot deceive us and he cannot be deceived, if we keep looking to Jesus to be our measure, then we can begin to trust our judgments. They won't ever be perfect again, but they'll be more and more purified and they'll be more and more reliable. That's what Jesus wants us to understand. That's what he wanted John to understand, and that's why he still honored John, because John was looking to him and saying, help me see what I need to see. Jesus, help us to see what we need to see. In a few hours in this very church, we'll have lines of people coming to priests, again, very merciful, kind, gentle priests who give easy penances, because they will have arrived at that same place that John was. You say, I need to go to Jesus. I need to go to Jesus to help me judge as I need to judge, to see what I need to see. I've made the wrong judgments about myself. I've made the wrong judgments about others. I've made the wrong judgments about the things that I think are good for me and that actually weren't, that were sinful. Jesus, purify my vision. Help me to see what I need to see. And he will do that. He will do that. He wants us to know that today. And he wants us to know that, especially as we enter now into these later days of Advent, right? The color lightens. I'm so happy a lot of people are wearing pink, so I don't feel so alone today. But that's to signify that we're moving into these later days where we need to sharpen our judgment even more by looking to Jesus. And so, Jesus, we trust in you. You will not lead us astray. We trust in you because you will give us the power to see what we need to see as we see you in this Eucharist today.